Welcome back, Weekend Breakfast. Allison Curtis with you today, FM. As promised, Kaylee Trappas joined me in studio. How are you?
Ah, it's something am
I. I feel like we should have met before this stage.
I know. Do you know when you meet someone in real life and you're like, did I meet them? Are they my brother's father's daughter's son?
Or do I actually follow them online?
Yeah. I always just go with the pretend that you actually have met them type thing. It kind of works out better.
Before we get to talk about all sorts of things, you have a brand new show that is beginning. And it kind of reminded me of something that I did on my show last year called My Town, where we went around and spoke to loads of people in new communities in Ireland about what it meant to become Irish and part of the fabric and the network of Ireland. And you're doing it through the language, Irish language.
Exactly. And I think some people assume that because you're reared in Ireland or you went to a Gael school, that they're the only people in Ireland who speak Irish, who have a gras for the language, where I got to travel around Ireland and meet people with lots of different stories to tell. And it was fantastic to meet people from a range of diverse like communities who have kind of grown to love the Irish language as much as I have.
Yeah.
And I definitely learned that it's less about grammar and more about grá, the Irish for love. And I was really enlightened to hear the stories, because personally I always feel like I've had a bit of a odd journey to the Irish language myself at the time. And when I got to listen to everybody else, I was like, oh, it's not just me. And you can grow to love the language at any point in your life. You're never too late. And that's a calling out to my father, who constantly says he's too late. I'm like, you're not.
Well, it's interesting because it is so important. And I feel like I've lived here for 25 years and I can see the kind of ebbs and flows of the language and the grow for it. And the difference in a teacher, now this will strike a chord with you as well, is this year my daughter started second year. They're only a few weeks in, but she has fallen in love with her Donegal Irish teacher, and it's made such a difference.
Huge difference. Obviously, I was a Moonshore. I was a primary teacher for so many years. Yeah. And the way as a teacher that I took on the Irish language was always don't teach it as a subject. Teach it as a language. Teach it all day, every day, throughout the curriculum in any way you can, so that children will foster a love for it. Because if you're kind of pushing it on people, or if it's a textbook language, it's not going to stick and the love isn't going to be there for it. And it's tick box exercise. And again, going back to the show, the way I learned that the people I'd met had picked up the language was just that. And it was through fun. And that's the way I approached it as a teacher. So it was great to see that they also fostered the love for it through experiences, through fun, through a bit piece of crack, you know.
It's a confidence thing too. Like, you want to be able to drop words in.
Our Louise Cantillon
does it so brilliantly on her lunchtime show here.
Exactly. And it doesn't matter how good your Irish is, if you're a fluent speaker. I always say throw in your cúpla focal here and there. If you're in a bar, Pinta Letahull or Leheris Letahull if you need the jocks. Like, it's just anything and everything. And I feel like when I'm out and about and I hear someone say GHH Slán or whatever, I just get this, it's cheesy, but this wee fuzzy feeling of a community and people that are so proud of our nation. So I love that. And the fact that, you know, people assume, oh, I'm not good enough, or my Irish wouldn't be good enough, it hurts, because I even would say myself, my grammar is not Tara, as they say in Monaghan, but it doesn't stop me from using it. No. It kind of did, I suppose, on my social media at the beginning, because I was like, oh, do you know, I might not be as good as so-and-so, but Dahi O'Shea, I remember, mentioned to me one time, if you understand me and I understand you, Shanae, that's conversage, that's communication.
Yeah.
So it just kind of then went over my head, and from then on, I've been using it as much as I can. So I really hope that the Irish community and people from here and far can do the same.
Yeah, and the thing is as well, is like, when, you know, Ireland is about, it's become much more of a society that has people from all different backgrounds, and a lot of people coming to Ireland are learning English as a first language, and if they decide to, on top of that, learn Irish, that's just remarkable.
Exactly. I actually interviewed a lady called Herdita. She was studying for her Leaving Cert, and she was originally from Bangladesh, and her family have no level of Irish, not even a word of it at home. And I had asked her, did that have any impact on you in your studies? And she nearly looked at me like, why would it?
Yeah.
And I loved that. I was like, I'm not even going to emphasize this too much, because she just looked at me like it had no effect on her at all. And it was similar to myself. My father has a basic level of Irish, but to be honest, there was no Irish really
in
a fluent way anyway. Yeah, right. In my household. And I made the decision to go to Clochdoriel and ETB secondary school. People ask me why. I just got such a lovely community feel from it. They were obviously just really loving. They were giving out free Goujon rolls in the first day as well, which was also a plus. But I just got that real loving, caring feeling from them, and they had education at a great high standard, but also the crack and the fun in the midst, and I never looked back. But I didn't need my parents to be fluent to help me. I had the support in school, and I saw the same from Samuele and the other people that I interviewed as well, that they were getting at their education. So, you know, anybody can do it.
Yeah. Well, one of my daughter's best friends is Italian born and raised until she started school. So she has, you know, English, Italian fluent. She's flying it. She's doing better in Irish.
Wow.
And she's taking Spanish at school. So it's just, I wish I had a second language like that. I think that's incredible.
It. Yeah. And there's that myth that sometimes people say to me, oh, some people just have a flair for languages. I'm like, I don't agree with that, because I think anyone who's exposed to it enough, even if it's just listening to it, you would pick it up. Like children, I always said, are like sponges. You pick it up the more you hear it.
Exactly.
So in your everyday Cora, whatever it is.
I'm not going to try and attempt the title of the show. We give us the full details, and it's on Monday at 7:30.
We will be traveling around Ireland, speaking to different people from different ways of life, be it from school to education to after education. We get to go travel around Ireland, Kerry, Dublin, Galway, the whole shebang, and Monaghan, of course, to showcase what the ETBs do around Ireland for different schools and the services that they provide. Yeah.
Social media is your platform, and you've got a very specific set of skills.
Liam Neeson.
Has anybody reacted kind of like, ugh?
Do you know what? Not that I know of, but let's call a spade a spade. I'm sure it's happened behind closed doors. I always say I've never heard from Nadine Coyle, but on the flip side of that, I think she's just got better things to be doing with her life. She was my first clip though. So
she was a little bit snarky about Nicola Coughlin's accent in Derry Girls.
Yeah, you see, that's it. But I was like, imitation is the best form of flattery.
Of course.
So I would take it as a compliment. And
so,
like,
just for people who don't know, describe what it is that you do.
Oh, I had to describe this to an old man in a pub last week and it didn't go down too well. Lip syncing essentially, and skits and giggles and all that, but lip syncing, so I take clips, be it iconic clips or just take pick
hard
on people. It is, but I think it's second nature to me now. I always say the actual words are the least of my problems now. It's trying to get the mannerisms. I remember when I did Dave Murr, it was about getting the teeth in that, because he's such a
His smile
is so prominent.
Yeah.
But you have to be careful what you say about people on this, because second date with my boyfriend, I told him I didn't underbite, so that didn't go down too well. He was like, what would you do if you did me? And I was like, well, you have a bit of an underbite. And I said the same about Vogue Williams, and she called me out in her podcast about it, but it's all in good faith.
I was just going to say, my two favourite are when you do Vogue and Joanne.
Oh, I love Vogue and Joanne. They're my OGs.
They're so expressive.
Very expressive, very different girls, and they're obviously very funny too. So the clips that they give me, I love on a Friday now when I get the DM start hopping, being like, oh, there's one for you with Vogue's new podcast. So I always go listening on my runs or whatever, but I love getting new characters, but I always love going back to the OGs as well.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. I can't believe I haven't had you on already. Kayleigh, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Alison, for having me.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis. Saturday from 8 and Sunday from 9 on Today FM. Today FM.